Hello again and welcome back to Cork Matters. On tonight's episode, we have a good news story actually about Cork. And basically, Cork has been designated one of the healthiest cities, right? Now, the only other city to get this in Ireland is Belfast. So my guest tonight is former Lord Mayor of Cork and City Councillor, Mr. Tony Fitzgerald. Good evening, Tony, and how are you? And you're very welcome to Cork Matters.
Good evening, Eugene. It's lovely to be on your show, and thank you for inviting me in. Good evening.
So, Tony, just give me a little bit of an insight into what all this is all about. I know it was designated by the World Health Organization.
Yeah, well, Cork has, on Monday morning, the Lord Mayor of Cork, Councillor Colm Kelleher, in the presence of Taoiseach Micheál Martin, signed a declaration from the WHO, the World Health Organization, stating that Cork is a healthy city for the third time. Previously in 2012, when I was Deputy Lord Mayor of Cork and Councillor Terry Shannon was the Lord Mayor, we were also designated a healthy city by the WHO. This is a huge accolade for the city. It comes on the background of a lot of community actions in local communities, promoting health projects in local communities, but a number of strategic and other engagements right across the city by the Healthy Cities Committee, chaired by Miss Judy Cronin and our coordinator, Miss Denise Cahill. So it's one thing to be designated a healthy city by the WHO, but you have to retain that status. You have to keep the projects going, and you must go through each phase of the program with the WHO to retain your status. So we're now entering phase 7 of the WHO European network, and Cork has been designated a healthy city again, along with Belfast, who were designated some weeks ago.
Tony, what I'm going to say to you, what is basically the criteria to be designated a healthy city by the WHO?
Well, there's a number of criteria based around retaining the status of a healthy city. My role is a political role in terms of making sure that healthy cities and health and well-being is top of the city council's agenda from a political point of view, because if the local politicians locally and the politicians nationally and internationally are not involved and setting out the policies within their local authorities at a political level, then it's going to be very difficult for state agencies and community groups to implement the programs within the designation. So in Cork City Council, we were the first council to bring the actions within the Cork Healthy Cities Network to council. Each of them went through the local strategic policy committees, that's environment and then housing and then planning and roads. And each of the SPCs, the strategic policy committees, approved the actions of the Healthy Cities Network and then came back to council for approval. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? In practical terms is that when each department, whether it is environment or roads, must ensure that health and well-being are at the top of the agenda in making the decisions in relation to how you develop the roads, how you develop new houses, and how you develop in planning. So take the Cork City Development Plan. There are strategic objectives within the Cork City Development Plan that specifically ensures that, you know, that health and well-being are embedded in what the plan is about. So in other words, if you're sitting at home and you're in your local community, you want to make sure that there's enough of green areas in your community. You want to make sure that there are enough of trees in your community. You want to make sure that there are cycle lanes in your community. You want to make sure that there are programs there that people will come out and get involved in health and well-being programs, like, you know, walking programs, sport, all of these activities in your local community. So if you feel well in your own community from a health and well-being perspective, then you will feel well as a city. So we must ensure that health and well-being is at the top of the agenda within the policies that we make within our city. Another practical way, I suppose, is look at the green spaces in our city. If you look at the parks that are right across the city, here we've got Popham's Park in Farnree, we've got Kinmore Park, we've got Nash's Boreen. Down in the south east ward, you've got the marina. Out in Ballincollig, you've got the walk there. In Blarney, you've got the walk. All of these originated, and the plans for those came within the local authorities and within Cork City Council. And what the council was saying is that people want to get out and they want to exercise and they want to be part of, have facilities within their community. I suppose it's important as well that that within the workforce, that there's also health and well-being in terms of mental health within your workforce. So the psych program is another one that we ask employers to make sure that they allow time for their employers to, you know, create a space within the workforce in terms of their health and well-being. Pedestrianization would have been another key success for us in Cork City. If you look at Oliver Plunkett Street and Princess Street and the new outdoor dining, all of these are health and well-being initiatives within a city, within an urban and city environment. And it's important for us, you know, and for visitors to come, that we have this at the top of our agenda. So it's about working together with the HSE, with the City Council, with UCC, with the local communities, in us all making sure that, you know, that health and well-being is a priority for us in terms of driving the Healthy Cities agenda.
That's funny. I was just looking at from that point of view and just listening to what you're saying. You must have, to get that program in place, you must have brought in psychologists and psychotherapists and everything to look at that whole program, did you?
Well, a lot of it is practical work, and well, you know, we have partners at UCC and MU, Munster Technology now at the moment, university. You know, it's all about bringing in the expertise at different at different stages. But like, it's based on six very key principles which were signed in Copenhagen, which are called the Mayor's Copenhagen Agreement, which when I was Lord Mayor in 2018, I drove that on behalf of Cork City Council, and I was subsequently selected by the WHO to be the Irish political representative on the Healthy Cities Network at the European level. And those six P's are very simple. It's about people. It's about place. It's about prosperity. It's about participation. It's about the planet. And it's about peace. So each of these, so if you take people, you know, it's about engaging people in programs. It's about where you live, the place that you live in, the city that you live in. It's about participating. It's about all of us. It's about all of us participating in different programs that are developed. And these programs, a lot of them are in place in local communities, like the Men's Shed, you know, the Schlina Schleinte working groups. All of these are already in place. But we probably take them for granted in one sense and say, well, how did all of these originate? And they originated from local communities coming up and saying, look, we want to engage actively in our community. We want to meet our neighbors. We want to meet our friends in a social environment. And of course, this has come to the fore in COVID, during COVID, because when COVID came upon us, when the pandemic came upon us last March, 12 months, you know, what were people going to do? People were asked to isolate and to cocoon, and, you know, people were, you know, didn't meet their friends. But what you were able to do within the 2 kilometers at the time, and then the 5 kilometers at the time, is to get involved and exercise and come out and get active. And to and take part in your local community, so that we have those facilities that you could go to the local park or to the local sports field in terms of you know, your health and well-being. Because obviously, you know, staying at home all of the time wasn't the best for our health and well-being.
Molly, I just now, I myself, like I said, probably knows I'm a Tipperary man, right? And you probably know that Tipperary is behind me. I will tell you the history of that when I go off set. But anyway, long story short, I just noticed one thing about Cork, and all my years went into Cork. I noticed there's a lot of community groups dotted around the city in different areas, and there's a fierce focus on that, isn't there? I found that unusual about Cork. Like, there's a lot of it.
Well, there is, and even looking at your own background there, you've hedging and you've greenery and you've trees, and you know, and your image behind your window there is exactly what it's all about, because you feel good from that. But yeah, I mean, we've got a very strong community network in Cork City. Each of the community projects across the city, we all know each other. You know, we all know each other. You know, on the north side in Farnry and in Gordonbrough and Blarney, and the south side in Toker and Ballyfihan and Douglas, Ballincollig. But we all, there's a strong network. Through the Cork City Council, the community response program was initiated and chaired by the chief executive, Anne Doherty, where she brought all the stakeholders together during COVID-19, you know, the Gardaí, the religious, the health, the HSE, the community and voluntary sector, and you know, getting out there into the community was important. And that community response during COVID was a model of best practice, both locally, nationally, internationally. And that's what the WHO see, and that's what they see Cork as a driving force in terms of networking in local communities, so that we can get directly to the people at local level. So it's actions at local level in communities is the network. So during COVID-19, that was important, and through the community Gardaí, you know, networking with older people and making sure that they were okay. All of that, yeah, because Cork is a very close network. I always said, Eugene, that, you know, that Cork is a city of bridges. You know, we've got to cross the bridge, you know, from the north side to the south side of the city. You've got to go down into the city centre. You've got to go over the North Gate Bridge, over to the South Gate Bridge. So we're networking. We're crossing the bridge, and we're making those connections and crossing the bridges in our city. And that has gone on for centuries down through the history of our city in terms of keeping in contact with each other.
You show a lot of initiatives around Cork City, and that I can't disagree with. But you're saying about my background, right?
An opportunity to kind of lift yourself for the day. And that's what we're saying, like, to you know, it's very simple at the end of the day. While this is a huge recognition, this is a global, European, international accolade for the city by the WHO. But, you know, it's actions at local level that is the ones that it's all about. The people, as I say, the six P's, the people, the place. So in this case, your place makes you healthy from what you see there. It's about prosperity. It's about participation. It's about the planet, and it's about peace. And peace can be, you know, peace can be a very controversial word in one sense, but it's about peace of mind and peace and health and well-being. It can be a wide variety of peace. It doesn't mean that there's huge turbulence going on in your outside in your community, but it's just peace of mind, and you know, that it's a peaceful, tranquil place to live, and that we get on with our neighbours. That's really, and they're the foundations of the designation of a healthy city. Okay.
As I say, look, it is like, as you were saying, it's inner peace. So Tony, look, what I'm going to say to you is this, right? You give us a brilliant insight into the work you're doing. Now, I myself travel a lot up around, we say, Farnry, Gronabrough, all that side, right? And I guarantee you, I will congratulate you on the work you have been doing at community level up there, and all the schemes, the different programs you've gone at that side of the city. So I'd like to say thank you very much, Tony, for coming in and being our guest, and basically telling us, like, about this achievement Cork has attained. And I wish both you and your fellow council members the best of luck going forward. And I look forward to speaking to you again. So
thank you.
Well, in fairness, good night. God bless. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you very much.
You want to say, in fairness, yeah, Tony.
No, what I was going to say is that in fairness, in Cork, city council across the political divide, you know, the parties have come together and supported us in making sure that there's a political vision in relation to Cork receiving a Healthy Cities accolade, a designation by the WHO at European level. So slán go fóill, and we won't be long that we'll be back up in Turles in the summer, please God.
For the best access solutions for independent living, choose Abbey Mobility, 18 Acorn Business Campus, Marne Industrial Park, Blackrock, Cork.